Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold the mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
Truly blessed and honored in Jesus' name to be before you on today. Once again, praise God, as we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will, hallelujah, rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, praise God. I'm truly blessed and honored to be before you today. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth to you today, praise God, on this day of the 20th of February of 2022, praise God. And we truly are blessed and honored and thankful for all of what it is that God has allowed for us to do, praise God, on today. Amen. I come forth in the name of Jesus to come forth with the word, a word of encouragement, praise God, that God has given on my heart for today. This is truly, once again, a blessing in which God has allowed for us to come before you and give a word of encouragement, because, once again, you didn't have to make it here. God didn't have to allow us to be here, but yet and still, we're here. Amen. We want to give God praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. And once again, I always want to, before I go any further, always want to acknowledge God, who's definitely the head of my life. I also then want to honor my wife, amen, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of the development and advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. She comes forth with powerful acknowledgments and encouragements and her word that comes on Sundays and Saturdays, and basically we make it to be announced. But I just strongly encourage many of those that are out there, heard Lady Diane speak. We want to encourage you to continue to support her as we continue to move care of the elderly as she has, and praise God, continuing forth with her serenity warm. Amen. We are continuing forth, giving you a breath to the advancement of how we are in the ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And once again, we definitely come forth to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or even into our archives. Amen. God bless you. We have those listeners as we look at those are in Indonesia, praise God, South Korea, Japan. Amen. We look at the listeners that we have here that come forth out of Germany. Amen. We have those that are coming forth, I've mentioned already, France. We also want to mention Canada. Praise God. We see them as well as Jamaica. Amen. We just thank you for all you who have come forth to bring a listening blessing and a financial blessing. However you want to come forth and bring in forth the blessing to David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. God bless you. We love you with the love of God, knowing that without God, we can do nothing. But with God, by God, and for God, we can do all things through God, which gives us strength. Amen. And as always, we come forth Monday through Friday reading the Word of God, currently out of the King James Version, and we are in the book of Revelation. Coming out of that, we will be going into the New King James Version, and we continue reading the Word of God from there. Praise God. But once again, as always, we come forth acknowledging those that are listening to us and supporting us, and those who are unable to, we do continue wanting to pray for them and seek those that are sick and shut in and pray for them that are hurt in the name of Jesus. And as we move forward in the message on today, we ask that you just continue to keep hope alive. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, Lord, we come once again humbling ourselves to say thank you first and foremost, acknowledging you as being Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and recognizably speaking that apart from you, we are nothing. But we do realize and recognize that without you, we can do nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray for those that are homeless, those that are sick and shut in. We pray for those that are, Father God, have financial issues, marriage problems. We ask that, Lord God, you straighten them and tighten them up in Jesus' name. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they may be. But we also thank you, Father God, that we're able to move forward and stand strong as men and women of God called in the name of Jesus to do all of what you would have for us to do. Lord, we thank you as we truly give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, we come forth on today once again to bring a word of encouragement. We want to also give acknowledgement to God bless Bishop Trout, who's moving forward and getting his doctorate, another doctorate degree that he has. Praise God. God bless him in the name of Jesus as he continues to advance. Amen. We look at him as our overseer. Amen. And we also acknowledge, praise God, Minister Andrew Orlinder out of Los Angeles, California, who does and has in the past brought forth the word of God. And we just want to continue to pray for him and his family in the name of Jesus as the transition, amen, continues to take place upon him. We thank God for what he's doing in Minister Andrew Orlinder's life. And we do God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We do definitely continue to move forward, bringing the Word of God as we do at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And then, praise God, we just continue with bringing the Word on Sundays at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Amen. And so as we come forth on this day, we're going to bring a word. Amen. And this word is a word that just continues to allow me to move forward and press on, recognizing that it's just today. It's just today. But I thank God. I thank God that I'm able to stand. I thank God that I'm able to speak. Thank God I'm able to walk. I'm able to talk. I'm just thankful. And that's where we come forth in prayer on today, thanking God. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, again, we thank you. We pray that your presence be within this service. As we continue to move forward, that your anointing continue to reign, rule, and press on the hearts of those that are listening your word. And that they might ask in the name of Jesus, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we thank you for the obedience and the direction in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we have said once again, thank you, Lord, because we're coming forth with the obedience of bringing his word. We come with, praise God, as we show it out of the book of Romans, chapter 8. Amen. 8, verse 28. Now, many of you out there may know, praise God, that word. Amen. And as we come with that word, it's Romans 8 and 28. The Bible says, and we know, all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. We know God is all power. We know God has all power, where in which our trust comes in, knowing that God has all power. Well, the one thing that we know, praise God, in the midst of our journey is that through our journey and our trials, there's going to be situations that will hinder us and question our faith and our belief and our trust. You know, oftentimes we might get questioned about our Christianity. What is a Christian? Is a Christian? You know, we can look up in the Webster Dictionary and we can see where they can talk about what a Christian is, the definition of a Christian. You say we see the answer as being that a Christian would be something similar to a person professing the belief in Jesus as the Christ, or in the religion based on the teachings of Jesus. While this is a good starting point, understand, there are many dictionaries communicating what Christianity is. Many dictionaries giving their explanations of what Christianity is. And what we've come to the point of understanding is that the word Christian is used 3 times in the New Testament. We know. You can see it in Acts. You can see it in Peter. You can see where he mentions in Acts 11 and 26. And then he mentions in 1 Peter 4 and 16. And then he mentions in Acts 11, 26, where we recognize the behavior and activity and speech were like Christ. You see, the word Christian means to be Christ-like. You see, Christianity literally means belonging to the party of Christ. or a follower of Christ. But you see, unfortunately, over time, I mean, years have gone through and time has gone past, the word Christian was lost. And a great, great deal of its significance that it had in the past, praise God, is often used to share how somebody is supposed to be, the way in which they're at, their high moral value. But many may not be followers of Christ. You know, the biblical acknowledgments of Christ being humble and patient and carrying the fruit of the Spirit, of his demeanor and how he'd been, gives a brief explanation as to what a Christian is. Of being Christ-like, being like Jesus had been, and acting like Jesus had acted. But see, we get into this Christianity, we get the questioning, do I have what it takes? Because if I'm to be like Christ, I'm not perfect. I can't do this. So many of us choose to give up. Many of us choose to not even press on and move forward to find out the truth. The truth of the matter that Christ died and Christ, Jesus Christ rose. That's the truth. Now you have a desire or a non-desire to seek the face of God, to seek his understanding, to seek his demeanor, to seek who he is. Once you get that desire, you can find out, and you won't be left behind. Because that's where many of us get the worrying on today. You get the worrying about heaven and hell. Am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? Am I wrong from my understanding of how I perceive things that are happening? It's here where we need to recognize, praise God, that our way is not God's way, according to word. And God's way is not our way. And let me make it plain. You see, we were born into this world. And as we already know that we were born already spiritually dead. We're born as spiritual beings, and you have a desire within oneself, actually at birth. You don't know whether you're going to live right or live wrong, to do right or do wrong. But the importance of understanding here, praise God, is the fact that you're born into the world, and because of the sin that came into the world, we're born in as sinners. So in order for us to become that Christian, we must understand. We must confess our sin, knowing that he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. But we must confess our sins because we're born spiritually dead and we must be born again. Can I get a witness, somebody? Because sometimes we go through a situation and we get too used to doing the wrong thing to a point where we think the wrong thing is the right thing. But it's here where we need not to concern ourselves about the ways of the world or the things of the world, because the Bible says that we are to love not the ways of the world or the things of the world. We are not to love that, because if we love that, then the love of the world, then we don't have room for the love of the Father, cannot be in us. And what does that mean is that we can allow ourselves to get caught up in the ways and the things of this world to keep us from achieving and receiving all of what God has for us. We worry because we don't know. We worry because we are afraid. We worry because why do you worry? See, the word of God lets us know clearly is that we are not to worry about tomorrow, but take heed of those things that are sufficient for today and let tomorrow worry about itself. You see, the Bible teaches that the good works we do, we cannot make us acceptable to God. In the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5, says that we cannot, because of righteous things we have done, we can't accept them because of those things we have paid for. But because of his mercy, we're saved. You see, he lets us know in Acts 2 and 38 that we must confess our sin. We must repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. And we will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which will bring us into fruition and into the fullness and into the righteousness of God. But it's not because of works that you've done. It's because of the mercy that God gives to us. We concern ourselves about that interview on a job that we took. Am I going to get it? Am I going to get it? And we get the worrying and we can concern. But this is what we must learn to understand, that God is going to bless us when we have the understanding of God's will for us in our life. We have to learn what the Word of God says about you. And in that, we learn and recognize that if you need a job and you're wondering if you're going to get it, don't worry. You look at the Word of God, where the Word says, God, you said that. You said that I am. You said that I will. You said, and find out what the Word of God said for you on your situation. For example, you're going for a job. You're worried about a job. Pray, Lord God, I trust and believe in Jesus' name that I ask and I shall receive. I seek and I shall find, and I knock and the doors will be opened. I know, Lord, you said in your word that a man don't work, he doesn't eat. You said in your word that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. The support comes forth recognizing the word. And then that word spoken upon a situation, God has to be true to his will. You say and acknowledge that, Lord, let thy will be done. We say and acknowledge that whatever it is, you got it. I trust you. When we look and turn to the Word of God and see what the Word of God says about our situation, we know that it's time to worry about your situation. When we look and recognize, as he shares in Matthew 6 and 33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on. You see, so those things that we have associated with our concern, or we can say the word worry, comes and replaced with the word of God. You see, there's so many things that come together to put out the worry and the fear. For as we speak and recognize God's word to say, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what is important. That is what's real. For as we seek the face of God, our seeking through his faith gives us that spirit of peace. And that spirit of peace is what compasses, according to the word of God, all understanding. And it's in that of the acknowledgement of God being first, finite, and awesome in everything. Because it's in this, by this, and through this that all things are. The word says clearly that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. It's in through that word that we speak, amen, that whatever it is, we take authority, but not of yourself, but of the Spirit of God that's within you. Understand that the only way in which the Spirit of God can be in you is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, repenting of your sin, being baptized under the water, and living right. Now, we all do wrong. We've all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Yet that does not give us a license to do wrong. It does not give us license to be lazy and not press on and move forward, or at least try. You see, many of us, we come forth seeking the face of God. We want to get the blessings from God, but we don't want to do the work. We always want people to tell us what it is that God is going to do for us. We want a prophetess to prophesy over us. But how is it that we want this to transpire when we're not living right unto God? I'm sharing out of the word of God, which is inspired from God, that we ought to confess our sin. This is what's important, speaking and preaching about the coming of Christ. And that now this is the opportunity that you have to turn your life around. You don't have to stay waddling amongst the pigs. You can realize that you are of royalty. Look to the hills. Go home. Return back to your righteousness with God. Okay, you're going out there, you've been where you've been, and you've done what you've done. I've been there. There's times when I've been standing out there in the drug world, embarrassed. I look back at times when people whom I've grown up with, they have gone on graduating college, going on having families and children, going on with their wives and vacations. At the time when I looked back and seeing that I was out there drunken and drinking and drugging, and you know the scenario of coming from a, as we think, to be known as a well-to-do family, someone who wasn't subject to that lifestyle coming up. You didn't fall subjected to your mama drinking and your daddy drinking and your on drugs. You didn't see the fact of non-working Your parents worked and you went to school and you graduated and you went to college and you served in your, but yet wrong was always there. Wrong was always present. We always seem like we revert to do that which is wrong, which is lazy, which is easy, which is free. But we know that as God says, if a man does not work, he does not eat. We have to strive for what it is that we desire. God has made a way for us. But like he did with the fishermen, if I teach and show you how to catch a fish, he'll show us how to catch and win men. We can win many, not just one, by your actions and by what you do, by the presence of the Spirit of God that's in you and being born again. Not of flesh and blood, but of the Spirit. So where your thoughts and your ideas won't be the way in which they used to anymore. We look at people like Les Brown. We look at individuals like Kanye West. We look at individuals like Prince. I'm just saying, to name a few. Out of the air, you have these people who have made it, but they didn't give up. They had deficiencies and defects. But it's through those deficiencies and those defects that God has strengthened and brought them up higher. Because it's through those deficiencies and those defects that God shows his greatness. That great same greatness was shown when he told Paul. He said, why don't you remove this thorn out of my flesh? And Paul is next, please remove it. And God said, no. You wonder why you still have issues with people saying certain things to you that turn you a little bit. You still wonder why you still have attitude and issue. You're not, listen, you're questioning your spirituality when you know that you know that you know that you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. That two, yeah, you may have sinned, but you have an advocate to the Father and just ask for forgiveness. That's not to say it's justified that you do wrong. That's what Paul said. He said, that doesn't make it justified that I did wrong. When sin is there, God is present, and he would deliver us through that. But this is where we have to be motivated and understanding. Be a man or be a woman and stand up and take accountability for your actions. Because yesterday is history. We can't go back and replay it. But you can remember what you did that was wrong because your record shows. Your record shows from jail. Your record shows from play the tape. Is it something you want to hear? Because God is giving you a chance to turn your life around. This message letting you know that, look, you did it your way. We tried it, that direction that I thought I was going right, but you're wrong. And it takes a real man or a woman to admit you're wrong. Because it's in that where it's not about your way any longer. But it's about God's way. For it's not about you, but the Christ that is in you. And God has allowed for us to be able to sustain ourselves through our belief and faith in Christ. Oftentimes we fall victim to wanting to wait on the Lord. And as we know, praise God, the importance that waiting on the Lord, we will renew our strength. He lets us know in the name of Jesus that we must confess that I have not gotten a lot better, but I'm waiting, Lord. I'm waiting on you, for there's a time for me to come forth and shine as you would have for me to shine. But I got to go through about it. Because as I go through about it, I can talk about it as I made it through it. And your testimony is your test and your trials that you've gone through. As you go to the other side, you've made it to the other side. You having admitted that you can do and that is wait on the Lord. Even though I do not like to wait. But every time you're required on having to wait, every round goes higher and higher. And you learn how to sustain a little better and better. Where at the same time we use the word of God to overcome that situation that we're in. We have our testimony that we've experienced that brought us through, and this light that shines through the darkness for where all eyes can see that in you is different than what I used to be. In you is different than how I used to be. When you don't talk like you used to, you walk like you used to, you may not even get mad like you used to. You step up and be accountable for your reaction to what it is that you do. Because once again, if God be for you, who can be against you? What you got to be afraid of? Your health. What do you have to be afraid of? Don't you know God got it? You see, much of what we're experiencing is because of the lifestyle and the hardship that we did when we were resisting the calls on our life. When God has called us to go out and preach the gospel, baptizing in Jesus' name, have you done it? Have you shared any goodness of God? Okay, you're not a preacher. But do you know God? Is there anything within you you can talk as to the goodness of what God's been for you? How he's delivered you? How he's healed you? How he's been there for you? It's that where I recognize God has allowed me over 20, oh, close to 20 years, where I'm not bedridden. I'm able to walk. I'm able to talk. I'm able to carry on about myself, even after the abuse that I've done to myself over the years. And here's a thing, is that I can only share my story. If you only knew my story of what I've been through, I can share just how wonderful the goodness of God has been for me. Where I almost lost my life in the military, where a tire almost came off a Humvee. I could have gotten shot in, because I was in a world wartime situation where we patrolled the border between Czechoslovakia and West Germany before the wall came down. And any time it could have broke out live war. It was during the Afghanistan issue campaign. that I had been in, and I could have lost my life. But God, God's not done with you yet, because what you're going through is the story of the deliverance and the rescue and the healing that God has done. That it's about him. It's about God. It's not about you. Other than you making it through. We want to have the blessings and the joys of the blessings and the repercussions of the blessings positively. We don't want the negative stuff to happen to us. We want all positive, right? Well, to where much is given, much is required. The word of God makes it clear. You reap what you sow. If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. If you sow sparingly, you reap. But the same way you are to another is the same as it returns to you. And as we know, the word of God says that do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Yet why do we fall back into what we did before? And the answer to that is that you have to be conformed, not to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your thoughts, your ways. The word lets us know clearly that we ought to think and be thankful always. The word of God clearly states to be thankful in season and out of season. Even if through the situation you're going through now, God, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to experience this. Lord, thank you for my illness. As I ask that you give me the strength to weather the storm and make it through. Oftentimes we want to ask God, God, heal me, heal me, heal me. Maybe it's not God's will to heal you. The importance of what's transpiring on today is the importance of letting God's will be done. Because it's not about my way anymore, but about God's way. You see, oftentimes we get caught up in the isms and schisms of what the government says this, that, and the other is to be. We get caught up on what he said, she said, is going to be. Yet as we come to recognize that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to a certain purpose. This is what the scripture said and the message that God is giving unto us. Of that when we try to look to have the thorns removed from our flesh, it's sufficient for when the trials and the situations come about, we must revert to joy and thanksgiving, knowing that God has it in control. This is a level of relationship that comes with time. But yet, just as that light changed to green, you know that the traffic coming from the other direction is, or the opposite cross direction is stopped, so it's not going to hinder you. But there's always that chance, that one that wants to break the law. But it's there where you must be girded up with the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit inside, knowing the right thing to do. at the opportune time you have to show love, this is now. For tomorrow is not promised. You're going through what you're going through, okay? It's all right. I've been there, done that. I've been homeless. I've been there to a point where I had to beg, borrow, and even at times, well, fill in the blank. But the point of the matter is how I used to be is what I used to be, flip-flopping in and out and in and out. And it comes a time when you're nothing enough. And you got to let the rubber hit the road. And you got to press on. And no matter what, you got to trust God. It's not always going to be easy. But anything in life worth having is never going to come easy. Never. And if it does, you got to question it. Is it worth it? Because the only thing what God does will last. We learned on the other day that Heraclitus was a Greek philosopher. And he had a mentality that was something that carried throughout generation to generation. But the importance of how Heraclitus brought forth his acknowledgement as a Greek philosopher, his statement is that the only thing that's constant in life is change. Something that we rhyme that's more reassuring than anything is that the Lord thy God is God, and he changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that let the Israelites go off into freedom through the Red Sea is the same God that's here that's going to help you get that job. It's going to help you maintain your sobriety. It's going to help you to reinstill the power and joy and unity in your marriage. That same God is the same God who is able to make a blind man see. That same God today is the same God that can make a deaf man hear, a lame man walk. What God is it that you have today that you desire? It becomes imperative in the name of Jesus that we come forth to seek God's face and have that personal relationship with him. I come forth today to let you know we need to get a relationship with God. We can talk about how this, that, and the other might be acting. But to thyself, you must be true. You see, your relationship with God is going to help you become the man that you're supposed to be or the woman that you're supposed to be. You see, we have to go through the process. That process of deliverance comes in season. And is it your season to be delivered? Because now is the time, and all the worry that you've had in the past is that worry that needs to be that of no more. It's God who created the heavens and the earth. And if it's God who created man out of his image and his likeness, and it's God that separates the stars, it's God who separates the clouds, it's God who put the moon in this spot, it's God who gave life, and it's only God who can give death. But we know on today that all things work together for the good. Whatever's happening to you right now, it's for your good. If you are of God, and if you are for God, then what's happening to you right now, it's good. As we know, iron sharpens iron. And so we know as water runs over a rough rock, over a period of time, it becomes smooth. Once the water has ran over the rock. But upon that rock, I'll build my church where the gates of hell shall not prevail. So that rock that God is using, he's allowing it, praise God, to be the chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone that through your experiences and your deliverances, knowing that if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would I be? God is and God was and God is still on the throne. And this is that time that you have, no matter where you're at. They're talking about going to war over there, Russia and over there. They're talking about fighting. They're talking about things are going on in the world. How are you? Where are you? And who are you with? Because God is before you, who can be against you? We know that in the name of Jesus, that as we come before you on today with the sinner's prayer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as I come before you on today, Lord, I don't have all the answers, but I believe that Jesus did die, and I believe that Jesus did get up out the grave. And I believe that Jesus still is sit at the right hand of the Father interceding on my behalf. I believe this, and I confess with my mouth, believe it in my heart, and you said I'll be saved. I'm saved, Lord. And now I ask for the Holy Spirit to come inside of me to give me strength and power that I'm able to trample over the scorpion and over the serpent. And all power over the enemy. New life is upon me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me and healing me and saving me. I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to let your power manifest bountifully in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer, get into a Bible reading church. Read the word of God. Pray and seek the face of the Lord every day. Every day before you go to bed even. When you wake up, thank him. Because it's in that that he's going to begin to reveal whatever you have to ask, reveal it to you. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God will give the answer in due season. Once again, we thank you, David and Diane Ministry and friends. We truly thank you for coming forth and supporting us. And once again, we truly give God praise, honor, and glory. As we acknowledge those that are listening, God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so do I. Be blessed.
That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I wouldn't let go.